So the question of circumcision and observance of Mosaic law has now come to the forefront in the church. The tension that exists between those who are Jews who have become believers in Jesus Christ and those who are of Gentile origin, who know nothing per se about Moses, and yet they have come to believe in Jesus and have received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit because of it. So the practice, the culture, these two groups of people coming into conflict with each other, the decision that must be made by the church. And so that is where we are in the first reading. In the gospel text, Jesus continues speaking to his apostles and disciples about their connection to him. His invitation, the translation here uses the word remain. Remain in me. Remain in my love. It can also be translated abide. I like abiding because abiding seems to have a little bit more intentionality. Remain, you just like could sit there like a rock, right? Remain. Okay, I'm here. But to abide means to move about in the sense of to live, to have your normal actions of each day, but doing it in a way in which you remain with the other. You abide together. I think one thing that this time of quarantine has really revealed is, for me it's revealed my weakness, how much strength I drew from a normal routine of a prayer and encounter and all of these things to keep me doing the things that I'm supposed to do. When all of that was set aside and was no longer there to support me, I stopped doing all sorts of good things. How intentional we have to be in these days to do the things that we know that we ought to do, that we should do, that we want to do. But without the help of others, without the help of a normal routine. How hard to choose and to enter in. But Jesus makes it clear, abiding with him, remaining with him, is life. And it's not, there's something permanent about cutting a branch off of a vine. I don't know about you guys, I grew up planting all sorts of things. We had grapevines in the back of the house. Dad didn't want them, I planted them. I tried to take care of them, would go out there, prune them, prune off branches of trees and different things like that. I cut things all the time. There's something permanent about being cut off. Jesus says, you have life because you are with me. Our faith life is one of abiding always. It's not abiding once a week when we are able to come to church. Oh, I'm going to go abide with Jesus. I'm going to go be connected to the vine for 60 minutes, and then I'm going to disconnect myself for the rest of the week. And yet I presume that I will have life and there will be fruitfulness in my life. The action of attending Mass is not the culmination, it is not the fulfillment of God's plan. Now bear with me. It is not the fulfillment of his plan. The fulfillment of his plan is to abide together, to be one with him. Both when you walk into this church building and when you walk out of the church building, that is his plan. That you would be together, that you would be one with him and with each other. And it wouldn't just be the action of church. That is the invitation to abide. The action of the church would reinforce that abiding. The invitation is for us to be connected to Him always, all of the time, to be one with Him. And I'll say it as simply as I can, and to cut the crap out of your life that robs from you that which Jesus wants to instill in you. You should have a huge garage sale. Call it Cut the Crap. Just getting rid of the things that are a part of our life. And if we don't do it, God the Father will. Why? Because He hates us? No, because He loves us. You do realize that, right? If you don't make the initiative to start cutting it off, the Father will. And He does it because He loves you. Reminds me of a funny story. My dad and I was out pruning the apple trees one day. He came home from work and he comes over to me and he's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm pruning the apple trees." And I started cutting on a branch. He goes like, "Oh, no, no, not that one." It's like, "All right." So I actually grabbed another one. "Oh, no, 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 not that one." I said, "All right, Dad, two things. Either I can climb down this tree and we can go inside and have dinner, and then I'll come back out tomorrow when you go back to work, or you can help me prune this tree." And he's like, "Okay, you can cut that one off." It's just a funny story I'm reminded of. We draw life from Jesus, Him alone. And it's not a quick disconnect connection. It is a grafting of one to the other. The two become one. It is a source of life. It makes no sense to say, "I desire to be cut off from the source of my life for, you know, 50% of my day, 10% of my day, 2% of my day. I want to be disconnected from the source of my life." It makes no sense. To remain and to abide in His love, to dwell in His love, and to experience the fruitfulness of this in our life. This is the invitation of Jesus. This is what He wants for His believers. All the time. Amen.